Bezras Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Ayin is the saying of the psukim from the Torah Kedosha by heart. I'm recording this halacha topic in the unfinished Beis Medrash of Bnei Torah in Ramat Beit Shemesh. It's always nice to be surrounded by the Kol Torah. Our daf, we learned that the Kohen Gadol would be Kore on Yom HaKippurim from the Torah, but the Parsha Achrona, the Parsha of Esther from Chumash HaPikudim, that Parsha the Kohen Gadol read Baal Peh. Taisis Yishanim on Daf Ayin asks a great question. The Gemara in Gittin tells us, Dvarim Shebechsaviya Torah Shoyin Lo Imrim Baal Peh. Things that are written down, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu deemed it to be written down, then you should read it from the cloth itself. Of course, this stands in contrast to what I'm discussing with you right now, and that is Torah Shebaal Peh. Gemara and Halacha, that would be a different story. But over here, these are psukim. The halachic application and implication of the Tosis Yishanim's question, it relates to many things that we do. For example, when you say Kiddush, do you look inside a siddur? How can you say Vayichulu Baal Peh? What about the rule of Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyata Rasha and Lomer Al Peh? Maybe the answer to the Tosis Yisham's question will shed light in Halacha L'maisa when a person is allowed to say Psukim by heart. Clearly the Kohen Gadol was, what's the reason? So Tosis Yisham gives a few answers. That since the Kohen Gadol was saying over the Avodas Hayom, when you're saying over Avodas Hayom, so then, in such a case, there isn't any Isur of Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyat HaRasha Lomer Baal Peh. And he says that is the reason also, when a person is davening Musaf, they do not have to look into the Siddur if they are saying those Psukim. However, the Tosis Yishanim gives another answer, which becomes an important klal in the Mishnah Bura as well, Halacha L'maisa, in Simin Mem Tes. And that is, he says, that it could very well be that the only time that there's a prohibition is if someone is being motzi somebody else. That's when the Gemara in Gittin said, Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyat Torah Shalomar Baal Peh. If you were supposed to be motzi somebody from when it came to Psukim, you're supposed to read it inside. However, there's no fundamental iser of saying Psukim by heart. And since the Iker Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, they were Mekayim, but reading Parshas Achrimos, there's no problem with saying Chumash Bikudim from Bamidbar Baal Peh. In this way, the Tosis Yishanim and others explain how many will say Oz Yashir by heart as well. Because again, as long as you're not being motzi somebody, then it would be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah mentions this in Simin Memches, Sif Katan Gimel. Excuse me, in Simen Mem Tes Sif Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Misha Doresh Barabin Bahar Be Psukim Shabbatayra, Vikoshalo Lechapes Bechol Shah Bechubish, Mipnei Kvodat Sibur Efshar Shiesh Lahakel. He suggests that maybe you could be makel that the Isser does not apply because you're not being motzi someone. And critically, the Gra quotes this answer from the Tosis Yishanim. Poskim point out that the Mechaber does not seem to go with this rationale. He goes with another. The Mechaber writes, Afagav dekaimel on dvarm shebichsav yet harasha lomra al peh, kol dover sheragul v'shogar b'fi hakol, those things that everybody is used to saying. Notice the examples. Kigon kriyishma berchas kohanim u'parshas hatamidu kiyotzev en mutter. So there's a big nafkamina between the approach of the Gra, which the Mishnah Berurah seems to rely on, which is already found in our Tosis Yishanim in Yuma on Daf Ayin, versus the explanation of the Mechaber, which is built on the opinion of Tosvos in Tmura on Daf Yudalit. And that is, that's something that's so common for people to say, so then in such a case, it does not have the Yisr of Dvarim Shebichsav Yat Rasho Lomram Al Peh. It seems that they're really at the core of this. It could be that there are two fundamental issues of what's behind the Isser of saying those things that are Dvarim Shebichsav by heart. If the concern is that people are going to end up misquoting the Psukim and misrepresenting the Torah, so then in such a case, it doesn't matter whether you're being motzi somebody or not. The Isser would apply in all cases. However, it would not apply to those things that people are very much used to saying. However, it could also be a different halacha, and that is that if you're being motzi somebody, so then in such a case, there was an added chumrah that was introduced to the kiyum of that if you're having the responsibility of not only yourself, but if you're taking the responsibility of being motzi others, so then in such a case, they're relying on you. There, you need to be addedly stringent and make sure that you're reading inside. Now, there would be a nafkamina on a very common occurrence, and that is, we alluded to beforehand, someone who's saying Kiddush on Friday night, does he need to look inside when he says Vayichulu? One could argue, according to the reason of Shagur Bepeh, so then it is Shagur Bepeh for many. The person who's been making Kiddush for many, many years, it's already Shagur Bepiv. However, if it's based on the idea that only that which you're being Yotzi yourself, when you're being Motzi others, it will be a problem, so then this should be a problem as well. I really don't know what the heter would be based on, unless, because this halacha is a din derabbanan, so then we're mitzarev both kulas. The Mishnah Brura, when he quoted the Teretz HaTosfos Yishanim and the Gra, never precluded the heter of the mechaber. So in the case of Kiddush, we're relying on the heter of the mechaber. And in other cases, like someone in a drasha, he's relying on the heter of the Tosfos Yishanim and the Gra. So again, we've given some basic background in one of those halachos that come up often, and people are sometimes not familiar with its background, and that is, why is it that we're not machmir of Dvar Shebuch Saviyat Torshol Omram Alpeh, which appears in Gittin and Tamur on Yudalit? Our Tosas in Yuma on Ayin makes the important point that we see already that the Kohen Gadol was makel on this issue. And the explanation of the Tosfos Yishanim is relevant to the halacha lemaisa of issues that come up in saying psukim when the chumash is not in front of you. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Ayin.